With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Following President Trump's phone call with Minnesota Governor Walz, White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says it's President Trump's hope and wish and demand that the resistance and chaos end today. Referring to anti-ICE protester deaths in Minneapolis, Leavitt suggests that some Democrat politicians have blood on their hands.
This tragedy occurred as a result of a deliberate and hostile resistance by Democrat leaders in Minnesota. For weeks, Governor Walz and the mayor, Jacob Frey, and other elected Democrats were spreading lies about federal law enforcement officers who are risking their lives daily to remove the worst criminal illegal aliens from our streets.
The BBC's Peter Bowes says Mr. Trump is taking action that he hopes will help to defuse the situation.
The president has now sent his border czar, Tom Homan, to meet with local politicians, a move that's widely seen as trying to de-escalate the situation. But Donald Trump is showing no signs of backing down over his immigration stance. But now the political fallout may be prompting a rethink over tactics.
Some congressional Democrats are threatening to block Homeland Security Department funding, and that could trigger a partial government shutdown at week's end. The historic winter storm may be gone, but its impact is far from over. Schools and some businesses remain shuttered, airline passengers dealing with flight delays and cancellations, and dangerously cold temperatures persist. Investigators trying to figure out whether the weather played a role in a plane crash in Bangor, Maine. 7 of the 8 people on board the private business jet were killed. President Trump travels to Iowa later today. He'll be in the Des Moines area to talk about affordability. Wall Street Dow futures down 43. This is SRN News. There's a new poll on abortion.
The Marist University survey reveals that 67% of Americans oppose abortion on demand for any reason and believe that the procedure should be limited. 63% think that doctors, nurses, and other medical personnel who have religious objections to abortion should not be required to perform one. Carol Tobias, president of National Right to Life, says, quote, "The American people are far more pro-life than the media would have us believe." Michael Harrington reporting.
There's virtually no mainstream support for the anti-ICE protesters who invaded a Minnesota church this month, even from those on the religious left. Brian Kaler of the left-leaning Cooperative Baptist Fellowship says it would be very alarming if we come to see this become a widespread tactic across the political spectrum. Episcopal Bishop Marianne Buddy, who feuded with President Trump over immigration, says that no one should fear for their safety or security in a house of worship. This is SRN News. Hot dog.
Oscar Mayer will have the entire fleet of 6 Wienermobiles competing for the second straight year on Indianapolis Motor Speedway's 2.5-mile oval. Now, last year's race was such a hit, organizers said, hey, let's do it again this year. Give fans another chance to savor the flavor of a lighthearted competition just 2 days before the actual Indy 500. Fans love watching Wienermobiles as they catch up with old friends. Jason Walker reporting.
Activists say that at least 6,126 people have been killed in Iran's crackdown on nationwide protests, and many more are still feared dead. 2 big city newspapers, longtime rivals, coming under joint ownership. Publisher USA Today is buying the Detroit News, already owns the Detroit Free Press. More details, SRNnews.com.